What up? So on tonight's episode of my personal pensive, I'm just going to be reflecting on today. In particular, it is October. Well, now it's the 14th, but yesterday it was the 13th. I am currently in my car, so if the acoustics are weird, that's why. I'm trying to make this quick. So if I'm exposed to humidity in the garage, I figure it'll make this shit go faster. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so here we go. So I guess we'll just call this friends in high places. Not necessarily like my friend is like higher ranking on like some weird totem pole or caste system. But so today was weird. I was actually like messaged by three guys while I was at work. And one of them I was anticipating a message from. But the other two I was like, oh, okay, because I'm not used to being that popular when I'm at work. So the other two I'd actually previously been involved with to various degrees. One was in April, and I have a tendency to like get into something in April, and then like anything that's generally around my birthday ends up being kind of weird at the end. Like it's mixed with the emotions of like, oh, I'm getting older and I'm not where I feel like I should be based on like other people's standards, just self-inflicted pressure on myself based on like where I should be in society and with my money and all that shit, you know what I mean? So any kind of like relationship that happens around my birthday, I usually end up accidentally killing. Like, I destroy it some way or how, or like, I just find a way to fuck it up. Or it just, you know, it's just bad timing, usually. And then the other one, he actually, when we were more involved, he kind of had a more serious thing going on. And then later on that dropped, but I wasn't comfortable entering a more serious thing at that time. And so now we're friends, just friends. We were never not friends. We were friends the whole time. It was just really hard for me to transition. So, you know, he's in a good place and he has someone he really cares about, and it's great. So, I actually haven't seen him in a super duper duper long time. And, I was like, oh shit, you know, like after this person from one of my dating apps who I've actually been seeing more than once, which is rare because I rarely meet anyone off of my dating apps just because my schedule doesn't work with anyone. This one, my schedule works with him because he has a weird schedule too, like a very on off kind of thing. So I can fit into one of his days and it works. So after we went to an art exhibition and had some dinner because like I really needed to eat something, I messaged my other friend because he was saying he wanted to go to this haunt that we usually go to on my side of town. And so we go and, you know, he's telling me about work and all this great stuff. He's always like doing something new every time I talk to him. And then like going to Japan because he has a lot of like work related stuff over there. And he also has like someone he's like super involved with that lives in Japan. So he's got that going on too. And, you know, it's like catching up with you. How's your parents? Because he knows a little bit about my situation and I know about his situation because his mom was going through some stuff for a while too. And is still kind of like battling through stuff, but she was just a pretty strong lady. So, you know, no doubt I have a lot of faith in her. And her like recoverability, her ability to like overcome things. But then I happened to mention like a situation that that happened right before I started this podcast, this Pensieve, this audio diary, that actually kind of like triggered the audio diary as a means of, because this was more started as a like a therapeutic thing. But it's nice to like be able to have something to look back on and like, oh, that was part of my journey. You know, that was what I was going through at that time. Those were the dumbass thoughts that were running through my head. I told him about a situation that triggered the whole tossing out, you know, Snapchat, Facebook Messenger, the Facebook app from my phone, because one of the people that triggered that situation was actually at the place that we were at. he gave me some really good perspective on that, because he keeps it really real, you know what I mean? He doesn't sugarcoat shit for me. But out of that conversation, and he told me a lot of great stuff, he's a really non-judgy person, but he said, you know, I tell my friends all the time, you know, live your life, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do, but don't do damage. And I was like, oh, that's so good. You know what I mean? It's like, don't go out of your way to start some shit or start a fire, like fuck somebody else's shit up. You know what I mean? And I just, because like, I felt like that happened to me. Like someone went out of their way to like fuck my shit up, fuck up my feelings and my emotions and all this stuff, you know what I mean? They went out of their way. And now it's just like I can politely ignore someone's presence. But in that instance, like a bunch of my friends were over there and I was like, okay, well, maybe I should just stay over here and not accidentally start stuff. Because I'm okay with like politely ignoring people. But I know that method does not always work for everyone. So I decided to stay where I was chatting with my friend. But that was a pretty good nugget right there. Very quotable, very pithy, as the minimalists might say. Less than 144 character quote, you know. Do whatever it is in your life that makes you happy, but don't do damage. Pretty awesome words to live by, right? Like, you do you, but don't go out of your way to fuck somebody else's shit up. Like, I don't have time for that, you know? I have so much other shit going on with, like, my parents, my money, my debt, trying to save, trying to get rid of all my shit. It's just like, ugh, like, I don't have time. So, it was really great. And the reason why I want to name this episode Friends in High Places, it's just like, you know, mentally and with his money, you know, he's pretty savvy. He's just like in a really good place. You know, there's that song Friends in Low Places, like he's not in low places. You know what I'm saying? Like he's elevated. So thanks, friend. Like, I was trying not to cry when I was talking to you. I don't even know if you're going to listen to this, because I doubt you listen to my Pensieve, but like, that made me feel so good, you know, to have that. So thank you for taking your time to hang out with me and like drop that knowledge in the most like raw form. And also, like, let's remember, like, let's try to be good to each other, because it's fucking hard to be a nice person. So let's just try. Do our best, right? Do our best. We can, we all fuck up. I fuck up all the time. But, like, let's just try to be good people. And I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.